President Trump today signed into law new economic sanctions on Iran, calling them a strong and proportionate response to Iran's actions. The president spoke as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visits Saudi Arabia for meetings with the leadership there. Pompeo in the region amid the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran after President Trump ordered a strike on Iran last week and then called it off with 10 minutes to spare. Joining us now is Jane Harman, CEO at the Wilson Center and a former Democratic congresswoman. She was ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, where do you think that this conflict between the U.S. and Iran stands right now?
That is an impossible question to answer. It's been in about three different places in the last week, and I haven't seen the next tweet. So the problem I'm having is we don't have a policy on Iran, and we don't have a strategy for the Middle East. And both of these things are problematic. Secretary of State Pompeo's in Saudi Arabia today, I guess, meeting with Mohammed bin Salman. And presumably this is about the gigantic military package for Saudi Arabia and a few other things like possibly the UN's position announced a few days ago that Mohammed bin Salman directed the attack on the green card holder Khashoggi so forth. But I don't know about that. But I think our Iran policy has been attack. Then it was cyber. Now it is sanctions. And then it is if anything worse happens, we're back to attack.
Well, do you think that the Iran policy is being driven by Saudi Arabia because the administration has a very close relationship with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and the entire royal family and government of Saudi Arabia?
No, I think that is a factor. The UAE is also very much anti-Iran, but so is Israel. And in case you missed it, there's an election in Israel in a few months. And Bibi Netanyahu is a close ally of the president. And I think there is a number of agendas behind the Iran attack or the Iran strategy or the Iran non-strategy. And I worry. I mean, I worry that we're picking sides here in a region that we are trying to leave, if you listen to President Trump. We're trying to leave this region. We're picking sides, Sunni against Shia. And given the history in the region, I'm not sure how that serves U.S. interests.
Do you think that the president made the right call by calling off that strike on Iran at the last minute?
Yes. I wasn't sure why we were doing the strike. And he called it off, he says, because it wasn't proportionate and we would kill 150 people. We didn't know, I think we still don't know, what Iran's response would have been to that. And they may have tried to and may have succeeded in killing a number of our people in bases around the Middle East in response. And we had no allies with us in supporting that strike. So I think it was not well planned, and I think it was the right call not to do it.
Well, so you say it was the right call not to do it, but then should there be any consequence for the shooting down of the unmanned drone by Iran?
Yes, there should be a proportionate response. I think that's what our cyber response was intended to do. We don't know yet what the effect of our response was, our cyber offensive cyber response, or whether they have counterattacked, and we don't know where that is. But there's a problem here. Let's roll back the videotape, as they used to say in my generation. We had a deal with Iran that was struck by the Obama administration that was not a perfect deal. A lot of people opposed it. I was one who supported it. But what it did was contain Iran's nuclear aspirations at least for 10 to 15 years. Iran stopped enriching uranium, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't, in the end, succeed in containing Iran's malign behavior in the region. Trump takes office. He says it's a bad deal. He pulls out in spite of the fact that our three allies in Europe and Russia and China supported the deal, and Iran too. And now it seems to me we're trying to get back to, at a minimum, where that deal was. So that's why I say I don't understand what our Iran policy is.
Well, and on the subject of that deal, Iran is set to breach limits on its enriched uranium stockpiles this week. This was a limit that was in that deal that the U.S. pulled out of. What should the U.S. do if Iran does go ahead and breach those limits now?
Rumor has it, it's reported in several places, that we are talking to intermediaries about them helping us start or restart conversations with Iran. I think we should try to pull Iran back from the brink there. But I don't know what the what the strategy on Iran is, let alone the Middle East. And what I worry about is we'll do a press release that says, yay, we got them to stop enriching beyond the limits of the deal. Well, why is that so special, given the fact that they weren't enriching until we pulled out of the deal?
That is Jane Harmon, CEO at the Wilson Center. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.